Today we celebrate two particular feasts that are of note. The main feast which we celebrate, according to the Missal, is the feast of Saint Joseph Benedict Cottolengo, the saint of charity of Turin, when His Holiness Benedict XVI wrote and spoke about the saints of charity, Saint Joseph Benedict Cottolengo was one of them. And he, of course, is someone very well known to me because I have been to his the mother house that he started, and to his tomb, where I have celebrated Mass above his holy body on many, many occasions. Saint Joseph Benedict was born at the end of the 18th century. He was the first of 11 children. And very soon, while he was still in his early teens, he became a Franciscan tertiary. And then he entered the seminary, and the seminary was closed. It was a time of the persecution of the church, and even of Napoleon's persecution of the church, before any concordats were agreed upon by the Holy See and him. And of course, he kidnapped the Pope, so obviously he did persecute the church. Anyway, the seminary was closed, and he went to the seminary in Turin. There, he became friends. And of course, Turin in the 19th century was a hotbed of saints. He became good friends with the theologian, the moral theologian, Saint Joseph, also, who is the patron saint of moral theologians. And then also he became good friends, eventually, of Saint John Bosco and all those other saints that went around with it. And he, as a young priest, as he was ordained in 1811, he was made a canon of the Basilica of Corpus Domini, of the Blessed Sacrament, a very beautiful basilica which still treasures its memories of him. As a canon, he received a tremendous salary, and he gave most of it to the poor. And of course, it was an age of the poor. There was none of the social means that are today in any country, for better or for worse. And so he took it upon himself. But the thing that really got him into the work for which he is best known is that a young French family was migrating because of the wars, and the mother, who was with child, became very seriously ill. And none of the hospitals would accept her because they thought she had tuberculosis, and therefore she could not be a threat to the other patients. So Saint Joseph found two rooms in the middle of the town, and they are still there. One can still visit them. And they are known as the rooms of the red ceiling, because the ceiling was painted red. It was frescoed. And it was there that he took care of her and her family. And in fact, he was to baptize the baby that was born there that she had and give her the last rites of Holy Mother of the Church. From then, it could not be stopped. It was like a snowball going down the hill. And so he began his works of charity. Today in Turin, the Cottolengo is known as, along with the Mary Help of Christians area of St. John Bosco, which is not far from there, it's walking distance, it became a city of charity. And indeed, there too was one of the places where a new saint of charity, who will be canonized next year, Blessed Pier Giorgio Frassati, would come and take care of the sick. In particular, the pavilion, and every single one had its own specialty. Plus, there were like eight orders of nuns, all with different color habits. Now they're all wearing white or black, but, you know, that's, you know, they say variety is the spice of life. Well, St. Joseph did believe in variety. And among the nuns that are there are the deaf mute nuns who have made or restored many of my vestments. And it was there that everything began. Blessed Pier Giorgio would go to take care of the sick and under the auspices of already then Saint Joseph Benedict Cottolengo. And the pavilion, which his father, Senator Frassati, built in honor of Pier Giorgio right after his death, is a pavilion. I don't know how it is now, but when I went, the last time I went, it was in the 1990s. It was a place where children with hydrocephalia were to be found. And some of these children were little, tiny, thin children, and their heads were like this. And they had to have support, or else their head would break their neck and kill them. This was the pavilion that was dedicated, is dedicated, to Blessed Pier Giorgio, soon to be saint. The other saint, which is not as well known to most of us also, but who is a very important saint, is the first Dominican martyr. Today is the feast of Saint Peter of Verona. And from childhood, he wanted to be a martyr, and God gave him his wish. And heretics took him and killed him. And so, of course, as a result, and most of his pictures show him with an axe on his skull, one of the ways in which they used to kill him. So today we honor, among others, Saint Peter of Verona, first Dominican martyr, and Saint Joseph Benedict Cottolengo, the saint of charity of Turin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.